Well, thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. We're so excited for those that are headed to the Los Angeles LAX for the conference this weekend. We know that God will meet you there. He is with you. He's going with you. He's not going to meet you there. He is with you, and you're going to have a wonderful time. But right now, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your hands of protection over us as the storms come through, God. But we know that we are more than conquerors, and this we shall conquer too. So we pray, God, that you anoint each and every caller on this line, open their ears to hear the word, but more importantly, open their hearts to receive it and live it out in their lives. We bless the speaker that's coming forth this morning. We ask you to anoint that mouthpiece this morning and speak through them so that your word can go out into the world and make this world a better place. God, continue your blessings over the PMC family this morning as we join together in love, but more importantly, to join to hear what you have to say to us this morning. God, we ask your blessings over each and every one of those that are heading out to the conference either today or tomorrow. We ask your continual coverage over them, and especially those on the East Coast that are having to dig their way out, because we declare that they shall travel with no hindrances and they shall return. They are covered under your mercy and your blood. And we thank you, God. We lift each and every one of them up. In your name, Jesus, amen and amen. Well, this is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it's been my privilege to serve you and greet you this morning. And for those heading out to the conference, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And I shall hear you on the call again. And I shall now turn this call over to our host this morning. So, host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie, and thank you so much for seating and greeting our family this morning here on the TMC call and for the powerful prayer. Thank you so much. You know I love you, my sister. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Robert Patton, I greet you, and just so excited that you are here with us this morning on this special morning for two reasons. One, because it is our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale's birthday today, and we had an opportunity. Yes, Dr. Vanessa, I had a chance to sing to her with the group this morning. Praise the Lord. So I hope, Minister Tiffany, you have a wonderful day. Despite the singing that you got from me, it was with a heart of love. And then the other reason it's so exciting is because so many of you are on your way to the conference, and we pray traveling grace and mercy upon you. So we are the Master's Call, and we get together every Monday through Friday morning, and we're just so excited that God has given us an opportunity to start our day out this way. And this call was started, it's 7 years now in 2010, by our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And this call is founded up on a scripture verse. You know, everything has to have a foundation. And our foundational scripture verse can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And then to even go further than that, every year God blesses Dr. Vanessa, downloads a theme for us. And this year our theme is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. So praise God for that. Now, if you should want to come back and hear the message later on today, or if you desire to share this message with someone, you can do so by going to the playback number, and that is 712-432-1085, and the PAN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. That's for today's message only. However, if you desire to share all the messages from this call, I mean, from the very inception of this call, or if you want to share it with someone, or even go back and hear another message yourself, you can do so by going to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And as you know, we here on The Master's Call, we are a place of prayer. And while on Fridays we hold the call over a little bit longer so that we can hear your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, however, if you should happen to have a prayer request or a praise report any other day of the week, feel free to just go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, email it at info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we are praying for you daily. Well, as we always say, you do not need an invitation to be a greeter, as you so beautifully heard Minister Jackie do, or to be a host, as you hear me doing. Or perhaps the Lord has given you a word that he has just been saying, share it, share it, share it. Well, we welcome you. There is no audition. This is not a private club. We so look forward to seeing you. And if God has put it on your heart, and if you has been wrestling with you and you've been saying, no, 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 no. Well, you know, we have a mother eagle who will help you and help cause you to soar. So if that is you, and if you want to be a blessing to so many others in this way, you can do so by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in touch with you. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And you are there, you will hear a lot about how to advance and how to enhance your business. And today is Testimonial Thursday. So in order to get to the morning motivational call, you can call, dial 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Now, you may also have a phone that will not allow you to access this call without having to pay. You may have the T-Mobile or some other phone. Well, never worry, because we have a bridge number. And you can dial 716-293-9707 and follow the prompts. Again, 716-293-9707 and just follow the prompts. Well, we have all been put together here because of Artists International. And Artists International was founded 27 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a health and wellness company, and it is a God-ordained company. So in order to find out more about Artist Life, which is now what it's called, it was Artist International, but it's Artist Life, please go to the person or get with the person who told you about this call, and I am sure they would be so happy to tell you more about Artist Life. An appointment with artists will change your life forever. As I said, excitement is in the air because, speaking of Artist Life, the extravaganza begins tomorrow, but some are headed out that way today. And the extravaganza is going to be held in Los Angeles, California. And there is still time to pay to go, to get your ticket, I believe, to reserve. And, I mean, praising God for a way to get there if you're not in L.A. So remember, it's on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And on Sunday, there's going to be a special service because, you know, we're all about worshiping. So if you're going to be there, and if you have not contacted Dr. Vanessa, our prayer general, Minister Brenda, about being a part of that worship service, it's not too late to do that. So please do so by going to info@themasterscall.net to let them know of your availability. Well, so much for the announcements. I am excited to bring our speaker for the half hour, and she is none other than our very own Minister Cynthia Cox, better known as my beloved directional sister, because she always says that she's not just from any old place in New York. She is from the Bronx, New York, and it is our very own minister, Honorable Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female States Committee member. Well, in 2008, Minister Cynthia was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and has held that position for the past 8 years. Minister Cynthia serves as the DC 37 union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. She's an active member in the NAACP, and she is also a New York chaplain, and she focuses on advocating for families within her district, within the 79th district, on issues of social services and economic needs, with her goal to implement them with efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill, and I had an opportunity to be at church with her on Sunday, and yes, she does sing. Praise God, Minister Cynthia has a beautiful voice. And she is also the floor captain at Concourse Village. She's an entrepreneur. She holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary, and she is also a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. So she might be a little small woman, but she can lock you up. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know if that's a praise the Lord or not, but anyway, we're happy for everything she does. Anyway, Minister Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneur programs. So it is with my pleasure to introduce to some, to present to some and introduce to others, my sister, my friend, my directional sister, just a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, Minister Cynthia Cox. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Oh, my sister, I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you for that introduction. I'm going to have to pay you later, but thank you. Good morning and happy Thursday, happy Women's Month. I am just so happy and praising God this morning. I am on my way to LAX. I am so excited this day. And thank you, Minister Jackie, for that beautiful tag and that awesome prayer. Minister Willa, you know I have to pay you an awesome thank you. Sometimes y'all read that intro and I'm like, did I really do that? Yes, God. It's only God. It's not me. God is in my life. He has control of all of us. And whatever you do, you can do it with God or you can do it with the other person. So, but God has brought me this far by faith. I praise God for the two amazing, oh, Lord, those two amazing dynamic co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Rutherford, for their, you know, their ladies, the 2010, that's awesome. I mean, I used to listen to the call and just listen. I used to think, why can I do that? But God has put me in place, and I'm so thankful this day. And I just thank God. All I think I could do is smile and just give God the praise this morning. And more important, we also want to thank God for the Papa De Leon, Diaz De Leon, for getting laid off. God, this is how we all connected and sharing international renowned artist life with our family, faith, lifestyle, and legacy. I'm so grateful this morning for this journey. You know, I mean, this morning, you know, we do have inclement weather, but God, I just pray to God get us out of here, you know, and I'll get to California where the sun is shining and they're eating oranges and apples over there. So I certainly want to be there this afternoon. I believe it around 3:30. I just spoke to Mr. Flanagan. He's on the flight right now. When your journey's life seems bleak and uncertain, that's what we was about here in New York. It seemed uncertain that we might not be, going to California with the weather. But, you know, I kept praying. I know God He waked the way out of nowhere. It's saying you can't have that control. He does it. So we just have to wait on him. So let me just pray right now. Dear Lord, thank you for this awesome day. Thank you for the weather. We can't do it, but say thank you. Lord, help us to come into your presence with eyes and heart and with wide open to all that you are and what you want us to become. Thank you for revealing yourself to us and for the joy in our lives. And more importantly, God, give us the script to go on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning it was uncertainty yesterday, and they were saying all the inches of snow were going to be coming, and I like, OMG, I don't drive in snow, but somehow I had, you know, being I'm departing today, I had to do some things I did. I was driving, but I was slow driving, but, you know, it was really coming down, but thank God this morning the sun is shining. So we see how God works. Oh, he works. When your journey of life seems bleak and uncertain this morning, that's reading from Psalms 121, 1 through 8. But it's lack of time, I will not be reading all of the scripture, but I'll read a few. I lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence comes my help. The second one is, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer the foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he keeps Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee day, this by day, nor noon by night. See, that's why you get anxiety, and this is really a, we going somewhere this month, and I said, I was saying, honestly, we're going to have back the month up because March may come in. March is March. It could do anything. The sun can shine, it could be 100 degrees, whatever, but we have no control over it. But when your journey of life seems bleak and uncertain, you have to trust in the Lord. Solomon, the wisest man of his time, warned that about the uncertainty of life. The boast is not thou selves or tomorrow be advised. For thou knowest not what is they bring forth. Read in Proverbs 27 and 1. Read. You don't have to understand what God has for us. We got to be humble and understanding that God is in control. That's all I can say. He's in control of all that we do. Today is the end of the life of Solomon. Reaffirm trust that we cannot know the future. State bluntly that we only think life is certain is death. Okay? And reading from Ecclesiastes, I just want to read one of them. Says, all things I have kept in my mind and recognized, the just, the wise, and their deeds are in the hands of God. Love from hatred, man cannot tell, both appear equally vain. And we can, like I said, you can just read that, you know, read them from Ecclesiastes 3:9, 1-3. So I'll just read one. And then bleak up the fact that the observing provokes many people to live foolishly because they fear that they have no hope. That's reading again Ecclesiastes 9:3-6. So like I said, I wouldn't want to read it all because of lack of time. And we have to just understand if we could just take it, read your Bibles and go there, because that is such a profound statement when we was uncertain about where we were going. But God already knew. He knew it before we did, before we woke up this morning. And one thing I was saying, when they were saying the oyster, I was telling my, I have a club, and they, last week we had a, nor'easter. I shared with them nor'easter and the storm. Don't worry about Miss Cox. The Honorable is not coming outside to do anything because that's God's time. You know, I was raised in the South. My grandmother always made us go to bed when the weather was bad. She said, go to bed. I don't know what that was, but she just made us go to bed. But when we woke up, the sun was shining. So that's why she already knew, go and rest. That's what it was, rest. Most of us live life with awareness of our lives cannot change drastically, even when the bleak of an eye. In one of the most jobs that he's possessed, his employer has livelihood, most treasured, 10 beloved children in one day. Shortly after Job also lost his health, Think of it. One day has everything, prosperous health, prescribing, business, love, and family, and the next day is lost. It's all lost. Job experience provides that tomorrow holds no guarantees. Amen? No guarantees. With everything in setting for the sun, countless people across the face of the earth, more than ever could imagine. Or we can script with the life-threatening illness, a grave injury, an accident, and die. I just want to say my friend, Ms. Brenda Holmes, left on the 22nd without notice. I'm still rocking the wheel, but I have to keep moving forward. You can't question God. You just know that when the time is up, it's up, and that's why we got to be also ready when that journey of life seems bleak and uncertain. But, she was ready to do, she was in the store shopping for an event the next day, but God just took her just like that. But, Lord, we still was rocking the wheel with that, but, she had to go. So we all want to be, that's one debt we're going to pay. Losing one of the debt, losing the job or business, losing their homes, robbing of the possession. See, everybody thinks that we are permanent fixtures, but we must understand there's a God up there. He sits high, and we need to serve the Lord. The pastor was speaking on Sunday about what our 45, the president, brother, it's in there. We need to guard our ears because of all the things that's coming at the every day. Being in the political world where I'm at, I need to know the current events. I have to stay up on it because if I'm having a conversation, an intelligent conversation with an individual, I need to know the facts. I need to know what's going on. And every time we turn the TV on, there's something going on. But you know what? As long as you know God and keep yourself in tune with Him, stay connected to the Lord. It's just like I said with these calls, stay connected to the call. Quit being busy. So, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, Dr. PK, time to put this together. We might not be on the few minutes, but God, this is so beautiful, and I can't do but thank you. I thank them every day for this because, sometimes my life is, have the ups and downs, and I when my journey, when my life seemed bleak, I'd be like, oh, boy, let me get on this call. Let me listen to what they have to say this morning because I need the Lord. And in some of God, people's faces threatens uncertainty, while the author of the occasion writes unknown. We know that the song of Jews who traveled to Jerusalem to worship, they believe in worship and day and night. Sometimes I do with different religions, and the Muslims, they pray three times a day. They pray three times a day. And we pray three times a day because here we pray this morning, you pray at noon, and then you pray and at the time that we're going. Three times a year, the journey from all the lands of where we're going, the song of the lip, they knew that they did not walk alone. We, those who present was the distance of here, was also then they traveled over the near and help and to keep them. Well, the pilgrims of the faithful to the temple of the picture of our journey through life leading. We are strangers and pilgrims in the earth. Confess plainly that to seek another country. Reading Hebrews 11:13-14, you can read that another time. Like our journey, we can exhaust and be difficult, sometimes dangerous. But as we press on, we lift up our eyes to the heaven and our strength, but to ensure that one to wait, awaken us, and that we walk with Him. So, I look at this, the Lord is our keeper. He is our keeper. You got to understand. That's why I don't think I was really, I said I'm leaving Thursday, so, I said by that time God would clear the weather. So, no, yes, see, everything is lifted up and God has cleared it so that we could be able to get out up to California. The Lord is our shepherd. To the trip to Jerusalem was hard and hazardous. Yet God devoted people to knew that they were to travel alone. But when we travel alone, we're not. Sometimes people say, "Oh, are you alone?" I said, "No, God is with me. I'm not alone. I don't be afraid. I'm not. I don't know why. I'm in New York, but I'm not fearful about like that anyway. But but you have to be conscious. That's for sure. You do have to be conscious of what you're doing." So God said, "God, lift your eyes unto His, seeking the true source seeking the truth. As God's people near their destiny to majesty hills, Jerusalem came to every more clearly unto the view of God's people. Here in the destiny, the majesty of the hills. We thank God every day for what he has done. And Psalms 125 verse 2 says, as mountains are surrounding Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. Amen, amen. We have to understand what God is, when we thinking differently, he's already know before. And like one of the, I was on a cruise one day, and one of the ministers was there, and her husband says, oh, God got you. She's like, either God have you, right? And I kind of laughed. I say, yeah, sure. And we thank God for all that we do and what he has done for us. But look at what God is doing for us right now. We're all going to be in L.A., and we're going to learn and help, and we want to believe. But believe Jesus helped. We can just only, I'm just so, I guess I'm so excited this morning because I am traveling to California. But believing Jesus can peace in the midst of uncertainty, because we are sure that our heavenly Father, his Spirit, will care for us and our needs. Read Matthew 6 and 25 through 24. We can bring our concern to him with attitude, thankfulness, trust in him, and meet him and needs and give peace. So we pray, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help him to need. Back to you. God bless.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for your rich word. I will call you back after the announcements for our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, our gracious King, we come to you this morning. Oh, we're so thankful for your word. We're so thankful for this day. We're so thankful for where you have placed us, and for the Jeremiah 29:11 purpose in our lives. Father, thank you for the rich word that Minister Cynthia just brought to us. Lord, we ask that you will continue to use her, continue to fill her up. Father, bless her with blessings from above, oh God, and keep Minister Cynthia in your safekeeping in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray as she travels on to California. Lord, we pray not only for her, but for everyone who is going. Oh, Father, that the weather is conducive for travel in the name of Jesus. And Father, that whatever the mode of transportation, that it be in excellent operating condition. Father, we pray for, if they're flying, we pray for the pilot, the mechanic, anybody who has anything to do with the plane. Father, that they're drug-free, alcohol-free, in their right minds with no vengeance against the company. Father, we pray that the plane is terrorist-free in the name of Jesus. Whatever the mode of transportation, you have already had your angels to go before it and to sweep out anything that is not of you. Now, Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, the founders of this call. Oh, God, touch their hands, bless them in a mighty way. Father, we lift up our prayer requests before you. We lift up our dear, Minister Ada Grace's family, Lord. We lift up, oh, God, the Flanagan family. Father, we lift up our dear Minister Kai's family and all those who have had loved ones to go on home to be with the Lord. Father, we ask that grace, mercy, peace, and comfort, love, protect them and cover them in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to lift up Minister Kai for her health and Minister P.K. Roberts, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchen, oh Lord. Father, touch their bodies, touch the bodies of all, oh God, who are feeling like there's something that is not of you in there, Father, because you told us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to lift up Mother Josie, and we continue to lift up Mother Oliver, Lord, our seasoned, oh God, our seasoned saints, Lord. Please continue to keep them in all their ways. Now, Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for each and every family member on the call. You know what we stand in need of. Guide us today. Order our steps, we pray. And it is in Jesus' name we give you thanks. Amen, amen, and amen. All righty, my TMC family, well, you are going to want to go back and hear the message for today, and the playback is 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957677#. Remember, today is Testimonial Thursday, and you can get on the morning motivational call by calling 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617#. If you're headed on your way to the extravaganza, God bless you. Have a wonderful time there. Glean as much as you can in order to be more efficient and more prosperous in your businesses. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love, 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 love me some you. Go out and have a great day. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. You are a doll. I love you, too. And then I said, the journey of life seems bleak and uncertain. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We all are wise and all-powerful and all-loving. In the midst of the uncertainty, help us to rest in the certain of who you are. I thank you for your peace and guidance in my heart, and I place in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. See you all in California. God bless.